Well, please take a seat and good morning, everybody. Lovely to see you. If I'm yawning through this, I do apologise in advance. We've got the grandkids with us. I've been up since 6 o'clock. In a moment of madness, I told the Thursday service, in a moment of madness, we said, we'll have the children, we'll take them to Llandudno. So we're in Llandudno tomorrow in a hotel. And I said to Helen, well, you know, where are they going to sleep? And she said, Andy, they're 5 and 4. They're sleeping in our room. It's like, oh. So please forgive. It's going to take me a month to recover. It's good to be here, isn't it? Caring for one another. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you that we're able to meet here this morning together. Thank you for our community. Please help us to better care for one another in our community. Please, to look out for one another in practical and spiritual ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I think last week we looked at critical influences on the heart. So critical things that affect our heart. And it was people. That's relationships. Relationships can make life good. And they can do otherwise, can't they? Our bodies, you know, when we're healthy, we feel great, don't we? When the next bit falls off, life is tough. And then we have circumstances, don't we? Circumstances have the power to turn us towards the Lord or turn us away from the Lord. And that can reveal what is inside here in the heart. Today we're looking at being personal, in the best sense of that word, being personal with God and with others and prayer as part of our series of caring for one another. So in the midst of difficulties that we might face, in the midst of those difficult decisions which we have to take, we often find that help doesn't come in a blinding flash. That it's not some easy fix or some new insight which we might have, which might lead us ahead. But it's just ordinary ways in which the Lord can use people and circumstances. And help and support often comes through our personal engagement with each other, doesn't it? And our personal walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer, in other words, and opening up his word frequently during the week. We've seen that our heart is affected by circumstances because life comes at us unexpectedly, doesn't it? We don't know what's around the corner. Maybe we're just as well we don't. But life happens and it reveals our true hearts. You know, do we turn to prayer or do we rant and rail? We mentioned at the Thursday service how, you know, when you're in a rush, I mean, this is trivial really, but when you're in a rush, how come every light is on red? How come the council have decided to dig up every road that you're on? How do we respond? Because that response reveals what's in our heart. Are you like me and perfectly calm at the wheel? And or do you get really annoyed and it reveals what our hearts are like? And what we tend to compartmentalize our lives, don't we? The material world here and now. And the spiritual lives over here. As if our spiritual and material lives are completely distinct and divorced from our emotions or our thinking or our relationships. The two are intertwined. In fact, all of our life is spiritual. All of it is ministry, our work, wherever we find, where we find our comfort, our forgiveness, our joy, our hope. All is spiritual. Is the Lord Jesus your all? Is he mine? You see, it's only as we begin to actually rest in Jesus that we really grow as his people. So if we're moved towards this relationship with Jesus, then we may be in a position for him to guide us into wise and helpful and supportive conversations with others. Be personal and pray. So personal first. God is personal. He's not remote. He's entered our world as Jesus. He knows us. He knows the hairs on our head, apparently. So Alid told us last week. Even Rob's. He's not here, I can say that. So his closeness is not just theoretically, it's in fact. And when he's close, he calls us to speak with him, to respond to him, and he hears. Our reading in Philippians 4 puts it so well. It's one of my favourite passages. The Lord is near. Therefore, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the God of peace, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That bringing of our lives to the Lord, everything which concerns us, and we can access that peace, that rest, knowing that he listens and knowing that it's in his hands. Or do we refuse? I'm going to work this out myself. Do we pull it, hang on to it? Hang on to those things rather than hand them over to the Lord. It's like that old hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. Maybe we should be singing that today. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So God himself invites us to speak of what really matters to us. He's engaged, he's undistracted, he's responsive. Personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Personal interactions with him. And remember, in the New Testament, there's loads of situations where Jesus meets with people, meets the woman at the well, specifically goes there, stops and calls Zacchaeus down from a tree. The crowd pressing round stops to talk to the woman who touched his cloak. Jesus engaged and personal with us. And we know that, don't we, in our human relationships? We know that we gravitate, don't we, to naturally to people who listen, people who are interested in us, who ask about us, and don't go on about themselves all the time. Jesus is our model. So our help and support of others is personal. Placing a priority on the interests of others. Paul says, doesn't he? Always look out for the interests of the others, not yourselves. That's a paraphrase, my paraphrase. So as a friend who enters into the joys and the heartaches of the other person, bearing the burdens, and we reciprocate by sharing our hearts, our burdens too. It's a two-way thing, isn't it? So we should enjoy the good that people have. So enter into that excitement and joy, the joy of a new baby in the family. Maybe asking how the grandkids are. It's simple stuff, really, but it matters. My son Tom got a new car the other day. I've never seen him quite as excited. And he said to me, we were supposed to go on a Thursday, but we ended up going on the Wednesday. And he said, I've brought the car forward, managed to get it on the Wednesday. Do you want to come with me and pick it up? And it was just sitting in the showroom. And he's going, oh, it's great, isn't it? You know, just sharing that moment with him. And the fact he wanted to share it with me. I mean, it's something and nothing, but just entering into the joy of other people's lives. Enjoying the good things in others' lives. Again, it's simple, it's obvious. And naming the good that we see in others. Spotting the good. We're pretty good at doing the opposite, aren't we? We're pretty good at doing the opposite. How about spotting the good? Thanks for being honest and upfront. Thanks for your concern about me. You're such a good mum. You're such a good dad. I like the way you did that. You're so patient. You're an example to me. Spotting the good in others. Having compassion. As we share the tough stuff of life, and it is tough, isn't it? You know, I'm sorry about that. That's so tough for you. Tell me more. Or I'll just something so simple like I'll pray. That means so much to people. I'll pray for you. And our aim is to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, as Paul says in Romans. And when we do that, and when we do it well, we reflect God's character. Shall we practice that? Shall we practice that today? As we engage with each other, saying something personal, in the best sense of that. When you're given access to somebody's treasures, how will we respond? And our constant rule as we live, and we say it every week, we've said it this morning, to love God, love our neighbour, and mix in with that humility too, as we relate to each other. And let's try and be wise in there. You know, watch the size 10s. It's easy to do. I'm an expert. Hold back on advice unless it's requested. Avoid talking about ourselves. You know, we've all met the person who asks how you are and then ends up talking about themselves. And our own experiences can be helpful, can help us better understand other people. But just let's hold fire with it initially, because it can divert a conversation. I remember not in this church, when Helen was first diagnosed with myeloma, and I told a person, and they responded, oh yeah, my dad died of that, and it was really quick. What? I mean, seriously? That's not what I wanted to hear at that particular time. That wasn't great compassion. Or when Helen told a non-Christian friend that she had myeloma, and the non-Christian friend was distraught and burst out crying and was almost hysterical. And Helen ended up comforting her. It's the wrong way around that, isn't it? I'm sure nobody's like that here. I tell you, but there are so many more incidents of wonderful examples of love and care that have come from you. And shown to us by you in such simple and kind ways. Just asking. You know, arriving home. There's some food on the doorstep. Didn't have to cook. I think it was about 6 weeks. And then it stopped. Wonderful. And it makes more of a difference than you'll ever know. So let's keep on doing it, being personal. And praying. Secondly, praying. And that's one way to be personal, is to pray. And that's really evidence that the person is on your heart. I was telling the Thursday service, and I might have told you before this, we went to Bondi and an old lady was remembered Helen and said, how's the baby? She'd been praying. We know, because that's what the minister said. She was a woman of prayer. It made such a difference. Pray and don't forget to pray. And then we can ask how things are going. And if it's not so good, we can ask, well, how can I pray? What ought I to pray for you? And we begin to listen to what's most important for that person. And as we read our Bibles, we find helpful scriptures, like that one in Philippians chapter 4 that was read. And we can text it over, or we can tell them. So being personal is moving towards people, knowing others, and being moved by the things that are important to them. Pray. Pray with, pray for people. We've got prayer ministry here to support us in prayer. And we don't have all the right answers. We don't have all the answers. And we must not feel that we must offer solutions all the time. We're not social workers. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. So our lives are wrapped up together. Wrapped up together with each other. Wrapped up together with the Lord Jesus. Intertwined as we share ourselves. As we share our concerns for life. With him and with others. So let's endeavour to move towards more helpful conversations and actions as we seek to care for one another. Amen.